The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. How are you? I'm glad to talk to you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you being here. I have to say something or I'll look like a total idiot. Just prayers to Mr. Trump and his family. And it's very sad when people do this violence thing, even, you know, no matter what your politics may be. I'm not being political, believe me, because I'm not political. But I just say lots of light, and this is not how we should be. We should be in a oneness energy, not in a noneness energy, no matter what your politics are, no matter if you dislike your candidate or like your candidate or love your candidate or hate your candidate. But it shouldn't be this situation, and I'm very sorry for the family that lost their loved one that was behind him. I guess that was the case, and also to the shooter himself. So anyway, I had to say something because I look stupid. Okay, enough of that. Let's talk about us. And so let's go to us now. And so I love you guys, appreciate you guys. And there's a crazy energy where oneness this week especially was getting cracked. It was a kind of thing, and I don't know if you guys had that going on, but it was like an energy where oneness was getting like all beat up. So you might notice some of the people you tried to be one with or some of the people trying to be one with you. And it was a little bit of a challenge. And partially, I think this was coming for a while because I remember about 3 or 4 weeks ago, people were getting kind of sucked into this gigantic black hole scenario. Some of you guys were at the spiritual retreat, you were feeling the effects of this. And I was able to clear you off, get your energy fields out of that. And I said, I'm not sure, but this has to do with political stuff. So there's obviously something incredibly negative happening with that. And here we are. You'll see these energies coming many times in the form of black hole energies. And when you see those, you simply want to clear them as best you can, but you also don't want to let any of your higher selves get gobbled up in them. And so, because if you do, it really gives you a bad day. And so, or your family members. And so I noticed there's a lot of people around me being a little crazy, and I would clear them and then they would feel better. But I was clearing this gigantic black hole that was a little bit bigger than the Milky Way. I don't know if you guys remember me talking about that, but that's what I saw. And so now I'm just clearing any negative energies off of you now that fall into this category. And so you might notice you feel a little warm, a little lighter. And so there we go. There we go. You feel that, see? And so I want you to be okay, guys, and I want you to be happy. Enjoy your heaven on earth, create your heaven on earth, be in your heaven on earth, be in those moments, be that. Don't be in your hell on earth, be in your heaven on earth. There we go. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Anyway, so now that we got that kind of out of the way right at the moment, how's your week going? Mark Milos, how's your week? How's your week going? How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Hold on. Let me spotlight him. I got it right here. All right, go ahead and unmute Mark. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Gary.
Hey, I'm putting you on the spot. How was your week? How'd you do? How's it going? The energies were like, it was like a confused, I call this, when I used to go out in my boat in Florida, this would be confused seas. You know, sometimes you'll meet the waves head on, you're totally fine. Sometimes they're from the rear of the boat, you're okay. But when it's going in all directions, this was a week of confused seas. And so this is, you're trying to hit the waves right and not sink your boat. Did you find a confused sea week, or were you just skating along without a problem?
It depended. Like you were saying, it was hard to be one with people. Like, mm-hmm. And I love Matthew. You know Matthew, my son, our son.
Your son, your great son, by the way. He's wonderful. Yeah,
he's a love bug. He's got this summer school project that he's been procrastinating on, like we all do. So, and he's on summer vacation, so I try not to put his feet to the fire. So I got him back into this the last couple of days and tried to have him, you know, nail him down and get him working on this. And he was just frazzled, you know, and he knew it. It was an easy book. He read it, you know, he knew it. It just, I don't know if it was the pressure of me and, you know, trying to get my stuff done while also trying to help him get his stuff done. So I noticed that this week, like you were saying, with a little bit of unwon, but I did notice when I meditate, and every day I meditate, I was able to get above it for myself, at least, you know, I was trying to clear him while I was doing it. But then also even I jumped in with Richard's clearing the other night.
Okay.
Boy, did that like just my God cord lit up huge. So thank you to Richard for doing that every night. Cause and we don't take advantage of it. Just like you do this every week. We don't all take advantage of it like we should. So I appreciate you guys and the crew.
Sometimes you got to ride the coattails of it. You really, really do. You know, when I look at you now, I just simply see a pearly white ball around you. And they're showing me a lot of the spiritual gifts we've gotten lately, guys, are divine gifts. These divine gifts solve your issues and solve your problems. Were you on Wednesday's meditation? I don't know if you were on this Wednesday's meditation. Yeah. And so we got, I'm trying to remember, we got three different balls, orbs. Yeah. From Zion Heaven, we got one orb of protection, which was the one I saw go around you right now, which is a pearly white ball. Okay. And we got a blue ball that was a, you know, kind of like this color blue, right? And so this was a blue ball, blue orb. And then what else do we get? I'm trying to remember the other one. Gold. What was it? A purple one, right? Purple one. Yeah. Thank you for telling me. And the purple one actually hooks you with other people and allows you to be one with them easy. That meditation was really needed this week. And I saw it making a big difference. The purple energy actually allows you to become and be one, with even hard to be one with folks. So this was a really important energy. And this particular purple energy comes from, I learned a lot. I spent many years learning under Bog, who is the sun god of abundance and love. And with learning things from Bog himself, the sun god, I learned how I got all the gifts of the suns. And so I got many suns out from the earth. But if I go to the 1, 2, 3 sun out, Triton sun, this sun has a particular bunch of energies that are moons around it. And these particular energy fields from there bring you this amazing magic. And so I have the gift of that. I give it to all you guys now. And so this is notice your feet feel warm, Mark, feel that. Yeah. And so this will really, and your back got really warm, feel that. And so this is a spiritual gift that I got from Bog. Thank you, Bog. Thank you, God. But it really does bring it, you know, and it helps you be one, especially in a time where we're going into the unwon scenario of politics. And much less what a mess today. And so we want to just simply be one in spite of anything. And so that's the way of the universe, which is much bigger than the way of the earth or the way of a particular country, even if it's ours. And so there we go. Good luck. You look brighter. And I'm clearing Matthew off. I cleared him off. He was backwards in his body. He does that sometimes, you know, and so I got him flipped around to where he's forward. And see, many times our kids can go backwards, or our relatives, our you know, you guys can go backwards in your body. When you go backwards in your body, you're going to be backwards in your life, in your world. And so he was just backwards, and he couldn't help himself because of that. But there, I just flipped him around. He looks good. So there we go.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon, Mark. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, guys, who else we got? Michelle, who we got? You pick somebody.
Yes, Gary. I got quite a few people, but I do I have a new person that I want to put on under, I think it's Bezad. I hope I said that right.
Okay.
Sorry, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Okay. Bezad. Go ahead and unmute Bezad. Oh, hang on one second.
Here we go. Hello. Hey, Bezad. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Where are you? Where are we talking to you? Where are you?
I'm from Iran.
Okay.
And I'm Persian. I'm Turkish.
Nice.
Gary, I send you email, a lot of emails. And today I call to your office for meeting. And now I'm trying very much to connect to your Zoom.
Okay.
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult for me. And I'm at Kevin Trudeau Jean.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. But yeah, I have a question of you.
Okay. Wait, here, before you give me your question, I'm going to fix you. Okay. And so I'm clearing a black box off of you, which is anger projections. And this would be anger projections from someone projecting anger. Okay. And I just cleared this away. You'll notice your sinuses got lighter. You see your head got a little lighter. And then God's giving you a brand new spirit. Okay. A brand new spirit from God himself is a very big deal. He's giving you a diamond spirit, which is a wealthy spirit. It's an abundant spirit, okay? And so all you guys, if you're looking for abundance, just don't sleep through this one. Ask God for the abundant spirit. And you can say, God, please give me the abundant spirit. And you'll get a golden abundant spirit, which will matter, okay? And so it just now rolled down into your body. And you notice your feet are warming up, tingly a little bit. Face is a little warmer, got a little lighter. Feel all that going on, you see? And you're in Iran? Is that where you are tonight, or where are you, right?
Yeah, so it's 4:30 o'clock.
Okay, and so you know, you're a good ways away from me. I'm in North Carolina, but you could feel that instantly. So I'm just making a point, guys, that what we do spiritually is that this not the speed of sound, not at the speed of light, it's at the speed of thought. So as quick as you can think it, it will be wherever it decides to, where you decide it to be, or where you project it. So you guys want to project a lot of light, a lot of light, a lot of love to everybody. And so, but you're looking real bright. Now then, I got a God matrix that showed up on you. A God matrix will allow you to manifest what you want. So it just now rolled down into you. Now, see how you feel lighter now? Crazy lighter. Feel that feeling?
Yeah.
See? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so you're there. So you worry about, it's hard for me to get in this zone you're in, Gary. No, it's not. You're in it. Now you're in it. You're right there. You're in it. So just realize once you get in it, you can always go back as long as you get a crown. I see a crown going on your head. The crown going on your head is a white crown. It looks like a white diamond crown. Okay. It's kind of like, looks like made of that. That's a God crown. That's a God consciousness that rolled right onto your head. And now you feel dizzy, kind of strange feeling. Feel that? See? And so that brings you more of a God consciousness where you're going to go above the dark. And so it'll be easy now for you to jump the dark. I'm sure you got obstacles where you are, but now you'll find your obstacles will become small instead of big. And so there we go. So there. You're looking good. Now then, what was your question? What was your question?
My mother have very problems, and she's not good. She don't eat anything. I don't know what I can do it for she. I don't
know. Mm-hmm. She has a bad gallbladder problem.
Yes.
Oh, you know about that. Okay. And so, but they need to really address that. I think her gallbladder is doing some really crazy stuff. So she needs to check her gallbladder. That's what I see. It's secreting funky bile into her belly, making her ill, making her sick. And so she feels all the time, right? Just real sick.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Gallbladder. Tell the doctors gallbladder. Gallbladder, gallbladder, gallbladder. You know, that's what I see. And so, and she looks at that, and that's creating also, she has a few other things, excuse me, that's going on. Pancreas, which would be blood sugar. So she has to be very careful of her diet. you know, and eating too much sugar or sweets. And I see she's falling into the diabetic category.
Yes, it's true.
Okay. It's true. And so, but she's not addressing it. She's not paying attention. So, and especially see, you can like not eat. So she just, you know, she realizes anything she eats makes her feel sick. So she don't eat. But then see, her pancreas is stressed because it's trying to up her blood sugar levels to keep her body going. And so that's causing a problem and making her go into hypoglycemia, which is like low blood sugar. And so she's beating herself to death with her diet. And so she has to really get this under control and check her blood sugar regularly, or get one of these little things that, you know, people wear on their arms to look at their blood sugar levels from hour to hour. And so, but if she does that, she'll feel about 90% better. So there you go. That's how you fix it. Okay. And so that's
what
I
see. Thank you.
Yeah. You be good. Thank you. Okay. I really like you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very likable. You're very lovable. I'm glad you're one of Kevin's. He's great. I think he's in Beverly Hills today, right, guys? Am I right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. So Kevin's in Beverly Hills. Look at him. You know, that's perfect. All right.
Kevin, it's you?
What?
Kevin, with you?
No. He's not with me. He's in Beverly Hills. He's in California. You know, he's at one of our favorite hotels. I think he's at the Beverly Wilshire doing a show.
I bought your book. It's very, very, very awesome.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Very good. It's very good.
Thank you. Your keys to heaven. Thank you, buddy. You take care of yourself. Lots of love. There we go. I like him. You guys like him?
Thank you.
You gotta like him. You like him and love him, which is good. Yeah. He's likable and lovable. There we are. He's gonna feel a whole lot better. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I got another new person. His name is Robbie. So Robbie, let me go and spotlight you and then go ahead and unmute, please, and thank you.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, glad to talk to you. You got intense eyes. Michelle, look at his eyes. They're like really great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice eyes.
I'm sure everybody's always telling you got pretty eyes, amazing eyes, right? They're like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been blessed. I thank my mother for that.
Yeah, well, it's totally there. So what's your question, Robbie? What's going on?
I've been having challenges making money my entire life, but I'm in a job right now where I work for an amazing alternative health coach, and I'm his assistant. And we're process of launching his career. He's going to finish writing his book in about 3 months. We're going to launch our website, sell our products. We run an underground health clinic where we have health technologies. People come from all over the world and we help people. And we want to get the word out and promote it so we can help more people instead of just a small amount of clients. And so I was just wondering if you could look into my future. What do you see with me and my business partner as far as our financial success in the coming years with the company? And do you see any blocks in my energy field that
I do? I do. You. Here's what I see. Okay, your angel cusses. Okay, so if your angel cusses, you know it means you probably cuss, and because I do. But your angel says, shut the f up. Okay, and stay on the ride. In other words, like with this guy, this situation you're in. Yeah. Sometimes when you're doing that type of career. You know, I can relate because that's the type of kind of career I do, you know, where you're just helping people all the time and you never know where the next one's coming from and you wonder how that works and everything. I never, thank you, God, never ran out of clients. And so, and I never ran out of people to help. And it was just always provided and in the craziest ways. And so I see him a very magical, or this person magical. Is it a him?
Yeah,
him. Yeah. And so he's very magical. He's sort of freaky, like freak of nature. And he has crazy senses of how to help people with their health and with what's going on. And you are wonderful to support him. And so even though the going gets rough every now and then, your angel said, shut the blank up and stay on the ride. But I see. And when I said that, notice how your hands got warm. Feel that?
Yeah.
Crazy warm, right?
Yeah, they're sweating.
Yeah, that just means I told you the truth, you see. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's about when you get on your path, you know, everybody's always in life looking for their path, right? Where's my path? Where's my magical path? You know, whatever. Well, when you find it, stay on it. If you're on it. And so, but it feels like that he's really great. You're going to be able to go to high places together. You'll have a few low moments, not a big deal. Stuff happens, and just hang in there. And so that's what I see. So it looks great. It looks really good.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. He's able to really heal people. And let me just add this. And so are you. You have amazing healing abilities and healing talents that you know you hadn't tapped into. You know, many times, you know, like I tell people close in, Dean can see everything I can see, quite honestly. He really can. And he can see, he don't understand the human body and the anatomy, but I read things. Health is probably one of my best things I read, you know, because I can look inside the body like looking in a clear glass of water. So can Dean. He just don't understand what, you don't know the difference between a liver and a kidney, but you know, Dean, you know, it's kind of works that way, right?
Yeah,
you know?
I have no clue. I should study the anatomy. I can see, but
yeah, but he can see it. And so my point is to tell you to study the anatomy. In other words, like really understand a little more about how, you know, this bumps into that and that works with that. And if that ain't okay, this ain't okay, you know? And so it's pretty common sense for real. You know, many times doctors these days, they go into testing instead of common sense. Being a common sense doctor. A common sense doctor will diagnose on not theory, or not necessarily all the tests that they can order and charge you a fortune, but they'll look at you and look at your symptoms and go, what do you got going? You see? And so, but I think that the guy that you're with is fantastic. And so you'll learn from him, as well as you have a great intuition that is magical. And so ask God for your gifts of healing. I want you to do that right now. I want you to just, because you got the shot right here. I can open up the channels that will allow the gifts to roll to you. So ask God for the gifts of healing. And all you guys that want to be a healer or interested in that, you should ask for the same gifts. There you go. You got hands that came down. How warm are your hands now?
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
Crazy. It's crazy, right? Yeah. You feel that?
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting warmer.
Yeah. Okay. Now you got the healing hands. There.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. 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 And so your eyes got real intense. I love it. Look how bright his eyes are now, Michelle. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. So, really nice.
Yeah. 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 Christ's eyes look like that. If you guys ever wonder
what Jesus looks like. Right? I was like, oh my God, I don't want to say it, but I go, he looks like he has Christ eyes, or, you know, makes.
No, he does. Like you do. Christ. Yeah. And when you got those gifts, the gifts of the hands, that's a Christ gift, you know, and that's a gift of healing hands. And so.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Oh, me too. You feel that? Yeah, you got, it's because you got the gift. Yeah. So enjoy. This is going to be fun. Where are you? What city are you in?
Issaquah, Washington.
Okay. Perfect.
Out in the woods and beautiful property out in nature.
Well, there we are. Nothing better. Nothing better. Anyway, lots of love to you. Come see us sometime at a retreat. You're going to get a kick.
Oh, yeah, maybe, I will. Believe me.
Maybe the Ojai retreat coming up. When is that, Michelle? That's in October, right?
Yes, that's going to be October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. So just call me and I'll help you with it and give you details.
Yeah, okay. And I got what I'm doing also with monks. Or what am I doing? I've got monks coming to visit me, right?
Tibetan monks. The Tibetan monks that are coming to California for the World Peace Mandala. They have three locations, and then we're going to be able to personally meet the Tibetan monks where they're going to come and join Gary for his retreat. So whoever goes to his retreat can meet the monks and get blessings.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That must be incredible energy just being around them. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, they're freaks. Yeah, they really are. They just like, I just see all this magic and light coming off of them. So that's beautiful. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just get to do stuff. Anyway, I look forward to meeting you in person. I see me doing that sometime. Okay.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you.
Hey, good luck. Appreciate you too. There we are. That was kind of deep. Was that deep or was I on a tangent or a tear, or was that deep? I felt deep. I was like, that was crazy. You know,
that was really, yeah.
Yeah. He got these healing hands of Christ, which is crazy. That's really nice. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Maria A on. We haven't seen her in a while.
My God, my girl. What up?
Hey,
Hey, honey, what are you doing? You got a Tennessee. You got a Tennessee T-shirt.
Yeah, I grew up there. My childhood was there, so it's an old sweatshirt.
Oh my God, I grew up watching Porter Wagoner on TV, right? And Dolly Parton and all that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, Gary, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I asked you a few weeks ago about my dad's gallbladder or my dad, and you told me that he had gallbladder issues. And sure enough, they checked his gallbladder and he did. It was malfunctioning. So he got it removed and he's doing
good. So thank you. Yeah. You know, and it's kind of like that. And when you got a gallbladder that's flubbing the dub, you know, that's losing its mind, it is so much of a problem. And so like the guy that we talked to right before, for you, I guess, his mother had issues, and I looked, and I saw a gallbladder thing, and so this is, and it's very easy to misdiagnose, or to diagnose over, because there's a lot of different things symptomatically that will fall into that category. But yeah, and so I'm glad it helped him, and so he got it removed. He feels better.
Yes, and he was doing the same thing that guy's mom was doing. He wasn't eating. He was losing so much weight.
Yeah, because he couldn't. Everything he ate, he felt sick.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's a gallbladder. That's what it was. So perfect. There we are. Good.
Well, I had a question.
Glad I helped. I finally helped someone. Look, Dean.
You helped so many people.
Dean, look at that. I finally helped somebody.
You did a great job, Gary.
Bravo.
Thank you. Finally. I'm amazing. Amazing. But I'd never do a good job. And nobody ever says you did a good job.
Yeah. You did a good job, finally. Gary.
So finally. Here, I wanted to ask you, I am thinking about switching jobs and I'm going into like a third interview. I'm wondering how you see that going and if that's a good idea for me right now.
It feels like you just need to get drunk. I mean that. I saw that.
Okay.
Do you ever just tear it up? Just go off and just
not at all.
Really? Never? No. Never. Do you drink anything?
No. Well, water. Coffee.
So some reason I see you drunk.
Okay.
I mean, I'm being honest. I don't know what that is. You know, have your husband babysit you and buy yourself a bottle of wine and hit it. I don't know. It feels like that you're taking, you're so wound up. So sometimes people need a cocktail, you know, they really do. And I'm not promoting drinking or not promoting drinking. I'm just saying that you look like you need a good stiff one there, girl. So because you're so stressed out that it's like hard for you to unwind.
Yeah,
just a little glass of wine, that'll chill you right on out. That's what I see. You know, so there we go. But anyway, here, let me clear you off. That sounds crazy. Everybody thinks, damn, that's horrible advice. There we are. You know, but it's what I really read. Okay. And so let me just look at you. Here we go. I'm just clearing this off you. Look how now then, see how your sinus is open, you feel very light. Okay. Do you have a lead on the next job?
I do, yeah. I have a referral, and I think it's more money.
Oh my God. Yeah. They love you. Whoever this crowd is, they feel like they mesh with you, you know, rather than this last crowd treats you like, I can't even say the words, but it's bad, you know what I mean? And so, the last crowd felt like they owned you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so you're like, you know, I'm not your slave, but mm-hmm. it felt like you were enslaved to this crowd. And this new bunch is sort of like, hey, what up? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're working on projects together. Having fun? Yeah. You know, I like the new crowd. Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think I'll have more work-life balance?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're not working with crazy, angry people.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Yeah. It's rough when you work with crazy, angry people. That's not good. So, especially when you're sweet like you, honey. That's
Thank
good.
You, Gary. I'll get drunk for you, okay?
Okay. This is fun. Yeah. Maybe we should do it on the air. We'll make fun of you. That's perfect. That's good. I love you, girl. Take care. Enjoy your new job. I see a little golden brick road, and I see you going to a big golden castle. Ask God for a diamond spirit.
God, please give me a diamond spirit, please.
Please mean it. There you go. You got it. You got it. Look how warm you got. See? There you are. Yeah, that'll bring the abundance. You'll be all right. There we go. Good luck, honey. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her.
Me
her
too.
And her husband and her baby.
Yep.
I know, and I can't believe I told her to get drunk. Jesus. I mean,
you're just being honest.
I know. It was funny. I saw it though. I really did. All right, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Kira. I got another new guy. His name is Mario Esteban. Hey, Mario. Oh. Thanks for being with us. Go ahead and unmute.
God, you're full of light. Mario, you're like this crazy bright light. You're glowing. You're glowing. You just take care of people or something. You're a very kind person, right?
Thank you.
Nice. Makes sense?
I was just from people and listening, talking to you. Amazing.
Oh, you're amazing. Yeah, I see you. You're really amazing. You got this beautiful healing energy where you just want to help people. You know, that's all you do. You just want to help people. What do you do? Your phone is going in and out. And so what do you do? Tell me what you do, you know, if you would.
So I work for a car company.
Okay.
But I always, when you hear, I always had that, like a feeling within me that I have the ability to heal, but I haven't had a chance to awaken it or have really expand it or use it. But I always felt within me. And when I heard you for everything, I saw you with the interview with Kevin. I was like, and everything you said resonated. And I was like, wow, amazing. And ever since then, I was like, I have to meet him.
Oh, well, here we are. Well, you met me. And so, okay, well, you want to awaken your healing abilities, right?
Yes, and also I have a question. I always, when I start a project, right? Start a project, I'm motivated, and then all of a sudden just stops, or I stop, and I start another one, and mid stops, never complete.
It's hard for you to stay on track and keep going. Yeah, never, like your computer is hard. It's hard for your computer to stay on track. It keeps on. You have to keep turning it on. Anyway, that's okay. Here, just before I lose you or something because of computers, ask God for your healing gifts. Say, God, give me my healing gifts, please.
God, please, healing.
Give me. Oh, there you are. Okay, there we are. Oh, wow. There it goes. Oh, wow. See, now look how light you feel now. See, really bright, very light. You're starting to sweat a little bit. You got warmer. Feel all that going on? Yeah. So now you'll find your healing abilities will just be close in, not way away from you. And you'll be able to help people. You'll just be led to do that. That'll just kind of work out for you. And so you have a big magic about you. Your magic will be expanded to other people. Sometimes you lack love. You lack people loving you. And so you need more love. Does that make sense? You know? And so I just see a lot of love coming to you. And
Thank you. Is there any book that might be in my energy field that doesn't allow me to complete a project?
I think it's your computer. No, I'm joking. Let me fix you. Let me just look here. What is keeping you from staying on track?
Wow.
There. Ask God for the gift of focus. Ask God for that, for the gift of focus.
God, give me the gift of focus.
And this is, I don't know if it's up here on this mantle, but it's one of those eyeglass things. I had one of those. Where'd it go? Do you know where that thing is? I don't know if you guys get where that thing is. Anyway, but it's like a spyglass thing, you know, and so it looks like that. It looks like what a pirate looks at the other ship with, you know, and I see you getting that gift. And so it's a gift of focus. You just now got it. See, now your feet are warm. See? You felt your feet get warm. And so, okay, now you'll be able to focus. You'll be able to just focus and stay focused. You know, I had one of these things sitting around here. Terry Mahoney gives me all these cool gifts. She gave me this cool gift of this thing. It's an antique spyglass that looks at, you know, does that. Anyway, but you'll find that you'll be able to focus and see things clearer and brighter. And that's how it'll work. You know, it's easy. There you go. It'll be easy to do. Good luck. Good luck with everything. Where are you located?
I am in Verona, New Jersey.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you'll find that you'll get it. Things are just going to be a little better for you and a lot luckier. So good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my
Mario.
Friend.
Thank you. I love you already. So see, it's already working.
Yeah, he's just great. He's just so great. Awesome. I wonder where my little spyglass thing is. We lost it. I don't know. It's later in here somewhere. Anyhow.
We'll see you at a retreat.
Yeah. Check it out. Anyway, who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got another new person. It's Joss Hill, I think.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and unmute. Let me go ahead and... Oh, you got to start your video in order for me to spotlight you. Joss.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Hey. I can't believe I'm on here.
Hey, my girl. What are you doing? What you up to? You out running around?
No. My kids, they're in the house. They get loud and stuff, so I like to come outside.
Oh, so you escaped. You're out escaping. All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad.
Well,
I'm glad
you got a 2-year-old.
So, oh, that'll do it. Curtain climber.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm on here. My name is Jasmine. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay. A little bit away from Indianapolis. I can't believe I'm on here. Oh my gosh.
So what's your question?
I found you on Kevin Trudeau's live.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I did the show the other day. And so a lot of you guys are checking us out because, you know, we are our buddies. Kevin's like one of my old best friends, you know, and so we hang out and stuff and I guess like minds. And we're very different people and very like minded. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yes. so what's your question, girl?
Okay. So you on the show, you had talked about how you can like clear demons. You said demons are real and that type of thing. And my mom has been going through a situation that has just been just crazy. And she keeps getting all these readings done. Everyone's telling her that she has black magic and all this stuff on her. And my mom has like her whole life is just
She has multiple. Your mom's kind of a multiple personality disorder. If she got diagnosed from a shrink, you know, one day she's one person, the next day who are you? She's another. You know what I mean? She's all over the board. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. She is. Yeah. She really is.
Yeah, and so let me work on it. I can fix what's wrong with her. Okay. And so.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Because this has been. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I can help her out. When I look at her, when people have multiple personalities rolling through them, there's certain demons involved, and I just cleared it. I cleared about 421 demons right then. Now notice how warm you got. See? Instantly, like a click. See, now you feel warmer. Different feeling. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
This is crazy.
Yeah. Well, see, that came from your mom. I didn't clear you. I cleared your mother. And so all those demons she had making her nuts were basically affecting you because you love her, you know, and you're one with her and you want to help her. Well, you just helped her more than you'll ever know. She's going to feel a whole lot better. She has a couple of imbalances. She needs to work on her thyroids off. She's got a bad thyroid. And remember, can you remember that? The thyroid's in your throat. And so, but her thyroid's out of balance. That'll make you a little nutty. But her thyroid's doing all kinds of weirdness, needs to check her thyroid out. Okay.
Get her thyroid checked.
Get her thyroid checked. And then that's going to help her a lot. And now I just cleared off a bunch of other dark energies that were around her. Her whole endocrine system is doing something strange. That's her gland system. And so she's got some hormonal imbalances so there's a lot of stuff happening. And so if she went to an endocrinologist, that'd really help her, a gland doctor. Okay. And so, and then she would feel very normal, but I just cleared all this junk off of her. She looks a whole lot better. Good luck. Good luck with her. Oh. But good luck with you here. I'm going to clear you since we're here. Okay. There we go. Yeah. You had a couple of dark energies on your house. I just got rid of those. And so there we go. Makes sense, huh?
It makes sense.
Yeah, right? And so...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and you'll find things will straighten out now. So there we go, honey, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, you and Kevin are awesome. Thank you
thank so you. Much. Thank you. Thank you. He's great. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Lots of, you too.
Lots of love, honey. Lots of love. Thank you. There we are.
She's beautiful. Yeah. You're awesome. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you. Yeah. He really is.
I love her energy.
You know, a lot of times, see, demons are reflective of things going wrong. And so you can see when I said you got a demon on your house, I just got rid of it. And then she was like, oh, my God. Right. She had house issues, you see. And so demons will attack you in whatever way. And then you'll have a problem in that area. And so you clear the demon, you clear the problem. You clear the demon, you clear the problem. So why would you not clear your demons every day? If you have a question on how to clear demons, get our book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, GarySpivey.com. There's a million meditations up there. You can go and get all the meditations. You know, it's easy. It's easy. And so the master classes, which is tomorrow, right, guys? We're doing a master class tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Am I right?
Yay. So tomorrow's masterclass will be very interesting. I can't wait to do it. What will we do it on? I'm not sure. Maybe the State of the Union. Maybe what's happening in our world after today's crazy, thing where they tried to kill Donald Trump at a rally. And so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we'll talk about tomorrow, but we're gonna clear all the dark energies we can see. That's what we're going to do. We're going to work on the demons of the day, the demons du jour, I call them, and we'll clear those off of you and your family, and we'll show you guys how to do it yourself. So there we are. That's what we'll do. So check us out tomorrow, the masterclass. How do they get to the masterclass, you guys? How do they do that?
Go to GarySpivey.com and join the Enlightenment Club. If you're not a member of the Enlightenment Club, join it. And one of the perks is you get the monthly masterclass and all of the past recordings of the masterclass, the weekly energy clearing, all of this is in the Enlightenment Club. So just go.
Yeah. And like even Kevin said the other day, he says, you are the cheapest, really realistically, we are inexpensive for what we offer, for what we have, for the amount of information you get. No one is this reasonable. And so we are a bargain. And I don't know how long we can always stay that at that low price. We usually grandfather people in once they're in. So if I were you guys, I would join while it's cheap. And so that's all I got to say. But it'll make a big difference. Make sure you join us for every master class, because if you plan to live on the planet Earth, let's just say you really do plan to stick around and live here for a minute, learn how to fix yourself. Learn how to clear the dark energies on you. Learn how to get rid of your own demons. Learn how to achieve all the spiritual gifts that bring you abundance and light and love. Learn how to do all that. And so if you plan to stick around, I mean, I'm just saying, if you live on Earth, why not do that? And it's not hard. It's very, very easy. And you'd have to find someone that can show you how to do it. Well, I can show you how to do it. And so in these spiritual gifts you get, give you the ability to do it. And so you do that. And so you'd certainly want to join us for our masterclass tomorrow. It starts at 2:00 Eastern. And we will enlighten you as best we can. And I think that's pretty good. You guys are going to freak out. Anyway, check us out tomorrow right here, GarySpivey.com. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I got another new person for you. Stephen Beatty. I hope I said that right. Stephen Beatty.
Hello, Stephen. How are you, buddy? How you doing?
Hello. Hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Where are you tonight? Where are you located?
I'm in the UK. I'm in England.
Oh, you're in England. Oh, nice, 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 nice. Well, anyway, well, I'm glad to talk to you. And so, your question, what's your question, buddy?
My youngest son is a 17-year-old nonverbal autistic. I just wondered if you'd look into him for me.
I worked with a lot of autistic kids. It's my favorite thing to do on the planet Earth, because I've made so many autistic kids not autistic. And I wouldn't claim that if I couldn't really do it. And it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done and ever do. When I look at your son, he's not in his body. He's kind of flipping in and out real fast like this. And so I got him isolated now. And say his name.
Rupert.
Rupert? Hey, Rupert. He heard me. Okay, Rupert, I want you to get in your body, buddy. And I'm asking him if he'll get into his body. And he's looking at me like, who are you? And so, see, because I'm talking
to him on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, well, because I'm talking to him in a higher dimension. And so now then, I'm asking if he'll just get in his body and hang out. And then if he could say hello, that would be nice. And so I go, hello, hello, Rupert, hello, hello. And so if you just practice a word hello with him in the next, say, you know, tomorrow, today, whatever, right? See if he comes around and says hello. And so, but usually they will. And so that's the word I'm using. And so I'm saying hello in the second dimension where his higher self is. His higher self isn't in his body. His main higher self is not inside him. That's the reason he's aloof. He don't pay attention. He won't look at you in the eyes, like all autistic kids, right? Yeah. And so, but I got him now to, he said it hurts when he gets in his body. That's because the dark energies are attacking his physical body. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm showing him, I'm clearing those out of him now. There they go. Looks like bats flying out of a cave, frankly. Had a lot of dark energies, got rid of them. He worries about his hands. He's very self-conscious with his hands. You know, right. Do you know that? What is, does that make sense to you?
He tends to pick if he picks a lot on his skin. Yeah. He's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, there we are. And so, but I just cleared that. And he's going to find himself more comfortable with his body. You see.
Thank you so much.
He was freaking out with his fingers because when he tries to get into his body, his fingers aggravate him. And I just cleared all that energy. And now he won't have that going on obsessively, compulsively. And so there we go. So, I mean, everyone's different. Every autistic child is different. They have things that bother them and things that don't, and whatever. But I just cleared that off. So you'll notice that now your hands are starting to get really warm. Feel that feeling?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. So is his. His hands are getting really warm, and, you know. And so you'll see a change here, just the word hello.
Okay.
And if you get him to say one word hello, then he'll just talk his head off in a minute. And so that's what it is. So there we are. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Would you mind clearing me off?
No problem. I'm clearing you're a sweetheart, and I'm clearing your heart off. Your heart's beat up, you know, and so you feel like you've emotionally been through the ringer. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. The whole household. Yeah.
Well, I'm just clearing all that off, and I cleared all the demons off your house. So there we go. Now you feel really light and pretty dizzy. Feel how dizzy you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I brought you to a very high vibration, and when I did, all your dimensions started going in line and instead of out of line. And so there you go. If you guys look at his eyes, look how focused he is now. See? There we go.
Yeah,
you're going to be fine, buddy. You're going to be fine. I really like you. There we are.
Thank you so much. Hey, thank
good
you.
Good luck. Good luck. Tune in. Let us know how you're doing. Tune in. Tell us next week. Let us know if he says hello. Let us know if he says hello, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Good. Good.
Oh, he's so cool. I like him.
Yeah.
Good
right?
job, Gary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You couldn't help but like him. And, you know, he's just amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Autistic kids can do all kinds of stuff. I learned a lot of spiritual things from autistic kids from working with them. They would be like, I found this one autistic kid. I was working with him. And I found him up in the cosmos, and he was doing some things. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, a job for God. And he was sort of angry sounding. And I go, well, what's the job for God? He goes, I'm stopping up these black holes so they don't destroy you. And I'm like, okay, little guy. And maybe he was about 7 years old. And I said, well, how about can I clear you and will you go get into your body and start talking? See, I was talking to him spiritually, and he goes, yeah, can I teach you how to clear black holes? And I'm like, yeah. And so he showed me how to clear black holes really fast, and he really had his technique down. It was really good. And so it made me realize most of these autistic kids are actually doing jobs for God. That's what they're up to. They're doing jobs for God. And the reason is because we're all too damn lazy to do it. And so, okay, well, don't be spiritually lazy. Don't be spiritually lazy. When I tap into you guys, 67% of you are spiritually lazy. Come on now, dig deep, meditate, clear your energy, care about stuff. There you are. You got to do that. And so anyway, who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Next person is Mick. There you go. Hey,
hey, Mick.
Hey, Shar. Go ahead and unmute. Thank you for being
all
with
right,
us.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you well, Nick. How are you?
Good. This is surreal. I found you through Kevin Trudeau again, like everyone's finding you through Kevin Trudeau.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago. And I have just been hooked, bought your book.
Wow.
I feel like I've been on a spiritual journey all my life, but you're at a completely different level. And I was just fascinated and I had to get to meet you. And I've never, ever done any of this spiritual cleaning and stuff like that. And I wanted to see if you see anything, because I am I've just recently completely changed my career path about a year ago. And
I heard good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So if you're wondering if it was good, it was good. Sometimes it takes a minute to kick in. And show up. You have to, work on getting it all to manifest right. But let me get rid of any blocks you got so it shows up faster. How's that?
All right. Lovely.
Yeah. And so what's your career path? Can you tell me? What is it?
So I used to be full-time in real estate, but I learned a very peculiar skill within the cryptocurrency industry on how to help people create passive income with crypto.
Good.
And now I decided to get into the coaching and mentoring business, where I really take people one-on-one and really help them and create training.
I heard the words rock star. So you're you're a rock star at this. And so people are very lucky if they, I see, I see you with two different funnels that create clients.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Right. And so I see these funnels actually working for you. And they help you get clients.
Okay.
And that's the only thing you're missing is to turn the volume up on the client side. I don't know. Like I said, I never really thought about where all my clients come from is with me reading and talking to people. And, basically I do coaching, if you call it that.
Yeah.
And, I was very lucky because I worked in a time where I did radio every minute. And that's so I have a bazillion people on radio that listen to me and will call me up. But I see you doing these funnels that really do bring you the clients.
Like you are spot on there, Gary. I mean, in this industry and what I do, we call them funnels and we call them sales funnels. And it's all a matter of going out there on social media and saying things that hopefully can attract the right clients. And then they come to my website to get some free information. And then from there, they understand
how I teach.
And then they kind of filter into my world, kind of.
Yeah, I see you also with your own podcast, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can, it's not rocket science. If I can do a podcast, anybody can do one. And so, so you can totally do that. I mean, you have a face for television, beautiful. And so that's what I see. And you have great communication skills, which is fantastic. Uh-huh. So with your podcast and your funnel, activity, that's good. And you're already, let me read the number. You're already 83% there.
Hmm.
So you're not like a long distance away from really nailing your business. Mm-hmm. So work on that and work on your podcast where you just take questions from people, interview folks and you're going to not have a hard time, making it interesting. And I see you nailing it. Feel how your feet are suddenly warm.
Sweaty. Yeah.
Okay. You see, they got lighter. And I see your face starting to sweat a little bit, your forehead. That's because you just got a new spirit that slipped into your body.
Oof.
You see, and this spirit is on its golden path. You're standing right in the center of your golden road. Just do these little tweaks I'm telling you about, and you're going to be like nailing it. That's what I see. And I heard rock star again. Rock star, rock star, rock star. I see a book. You have a half of a book you wrote. You wrote about half a book.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And no. I'm actually in the middle of creating a really good sales page as well, teaching people exactly how this works.
It's a little book. You want to make it a little book. It don't have to be a big book. It's a little book. Okay, and that's your half of a book. Go ahead and just add the rest and this and that and whatever. And I see you really being the expert. Do the little book because you do have the magic. You do understand the magic. You do understand how to teach other people this. I mean, I'm telling you really, really, really. I don't hand out compliments for fun, but but I'm just telling you the real truth. Turn it into a little book and you got it made, and that's all you got to do. You're already there. Do that. Do it.
I'm taking notes, Gary. I'm taking notes.
Good, good. Let me know, okay?
All right, perfect. As far as energy, anything like that, anything you see worth cleaning?
Yeah, it's totally worth it. Anything's always worth it. I'm just clearing you. You need to come to a spiritual retreat and really learn a little.
I just found out about you, and apparently I found out 2 days before, and I would have loved to have come.
Yeah, but come to the next one. The next one, I think we're doing in Ojai, California, where Kevin and I actually used to live. And so, and I'd still spend a lot of time there. So there we go. Now I just cleared all this off you. There we go. There we go. There. Your head got real quiet right then. Notice that?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Yeah. You're going to be fine. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Got pleasure.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That was fun. I felt like I was coaching the coach.
You know? You can tell he has the magic.
Coaching the coach.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's my title. What are you? I'm a coacher. Yeah. That's good. Perfect. He was great. Who we got, guys? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Kara Conlin. Thank you for being patient, Miss Kara. Go ahead and unmute, please, and thank you.
Thank you, Michelle and Dean. Thank you.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while. I've been here and there trying to figure out, you know, wonderful life.
Oh, good.
And there's so many things I could ask about, but I'd really like to talk about my nephew.
Okay.
He's 5 at the beginning of October. He's still only 22 pounds. He was premature in the womb and then born premature. And he's had health issues. I felt connected to him from the start. I felt that he wasn't sure he was staying here until the doctors told my brother and sister-in-law that he had Down syndrome, and they accepted that. But he's had a lot of health issues, and at 5, he's still only 22 pounds, and doctors don't have answers as to why he's not growing.
His pancreas. Yeah, his pancreas is doing something really weird, you know. I'm trying to figure it out, actually, as you were talking, I was looking at him and trying to figure it out for you. His pancreas is not providing, it's not doing what it's supposed to do, and so it's keeping his blood sugar levels doing weird things. What is his blood sugar run? Do you know that? Does his blood sugar run low or high, or you don't know? I don't know if they know. Check it. It's really easy to do. But he's got weird pancreas levels that do strange things. And so I don't think they understand it yet, you know? And so therefore it's telling his body to do stuff that is not giving, I don't know. It's not really hooking him up with the nutrition he needs. You know, so he's almost starving to death. You know. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Pass that on. They're not particularly not as open to like.
Tell him knowledge. Tell him you dreamed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell him you dreamed it. Just tell him to check his pancreas. That's what I see. Okay. But you know what? If I had a kid and I didn't understand the health issue or anything like that or something about it, I would take advice from anybody.
I know. I wish that were the case. I've Right.
Yeah. And so, but a lot of times, I've noticed you, I can see your family members, God bless you. They're addicted to theory. They're so into their, whatever their theory is, du jour, theory of the day, that they don't have any sense. So they have very little common sense. And so it's tough. You have tons of common sense and they don't have a lick of common sense. You know,
because to them I'm the crazy one.
No, you're the sane one. You're the sane one. I mean, it really works like that. It's you have tons of common sense, and so, but they don't have a bit of common sense, and so, but maybe you can help them. So anyway, that's what I see. That's what's going on with this kid. Okay, that's it. Yeah, and so there's a little heart issue, is what I see too. And so they
he
should.
He had heart to do his 6 months old to close one of the bigger of the two holes in his heart.
Oh, okay. There we go. So one of them's closed and one of them isn't. You see what I'm saying? And so they have to keep a little better eye on that. Just saying. Tell them I knew that. Then see what they think. Okay. There we go. I'm just showing off so we can make them wake up, okay? And so, but however, you really, that's what I see. Okay. Good luck, honey. Good luck. Okay? Yeah. Big kiss.
Thank you, Kara.
She's great.
She is so nice.
Yeah, she's not selfish. She didn't ask a question for herself. She asked a question for her nephew who needed some help. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, I just was sending him a lot of healing. Who are we talking to, girl?
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Aaron Brentano. I think I said that right. Aaron Brentano. Hi, Aaron. Thank you for being with us. Go ahead and unmute. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for calling on me.
Hey.
I guess I'm feeling a little selfish right now, though, after just hearing you say that. I have a question, but I more so was just looking to see, like, if you see anything, or like, what do you see? I just wanted to kind of hear, like, what do you see?
Well, you know, you got a million places in your life. There's got to be something you want to know. What would it be that you'd want to know?
I had a question. I heard a while ago that there's like a tether that's created in between like family members. So like, or just people in general, is like a tether, like a string that's connected to people. And I kind of wanted to know like how to tether it, how to cut it.
This is very true. You know, this is very true. There's an old Indian that was a shaman in Ojai, California. And I met him when he was like 93 and or 92 or something. Anyway, he died at 94. And his name was Grandfather, and he still comes to me in spirit. But he was a very gifted shaman, Indian. He did a ceremony called a cord cutting. And what these people are referring to when they talk about your tether, it's a cord, you know. And so you can cut all this old karma. So in a cord cutting, Grandfather never, this was an ancient Indian custom. His father was a shaman before him and taught him, and he never taught anyone how to do it except me and his wife, and that was it. So I can see what you're talking about, and I can. You want me to fix it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And I'm really using the grandfather knives. So see how you felt chills right then?
Mm-hmm.
Weird, right? Chills. And you rarely ever hear me say you felt chills. I'll say, do you feel warm? Do you feel light? Do you feel, you know, whatever. But you felt chills. The reason you felt chills is because you had a bunch of ancestral darkness, almost like an ancestral curse on you. And that's the reason you felt chills. And so I went into this dimension and I cut all that mess off you. There we go. Now then, look how light your feet are and how light your head is. See? Feel it? See? Much lighter. Good. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to feel good now. And so, yeah, but I got rid of it, you know. You're thinking it should be more than that. No, it's that. I did it.
No, I don't think it's more than that. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Where are you anyway? What city? Where are you?
I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey, the city of Frank Sinatra.
Oh, nice. Okay. I read the Sinatras. I'm actually friends with them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. There we go. You look good now. All right. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
good luck.
Aaron.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Cool.
There we go. That was a different question, a different answer, and a different thing. You rarely hear me talk about chills. You never hear me say that. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, but there's a certain dark energy that can attack you, or dark energies and family curses that can follow along like that. And that cord cutting thing works. Remember when we had it done, Dean? Remember when grandfather did that for the first time?
For me, you, and Nils, we drove out to see him at his house and...
in the middle of nowhere. This was in the middle of nowhere. He was out there. He was in a double wide trailer. And I remember I stopped and I was trying to, you know, bring gifts. And so I remember I stopped and I must have bought $10,000 worth of produce. And so, but I remember I bought all this produce and, you know, we loaded him up with, you know, every kind of thing in the world, oranges and apples and bananas, you know, whatever. And then remember he was like, bring steak.
Yeah, next time bring meat. I'm a meat eater.
Yes, I'm an Indian. I like meat. Bring steak. Anyway, it's all like, oh, God, all right, whatever. And so, but he did this cord cutting thing, and it was crazy because I could feel something happen. And I was like really all into the whole ceremonial thing and trying to see what was happening spiritually. On the way home, and then Dean had it done, and Nils had it done, who works with us. And so on the way home, we're in the car, and I'm riding with Dean, and Nils was driving separate, but because we were coming from a Las Vegas show, and this was sort of in between the Las Vegas and where home was in Los Angeles. And so anyway, we got back into Los Angeles, and what happens? Well, of course, somebody's trying to run you over and kill you in a car. That's normal. And so what do? Well, you scream and yell and cuss at them, right? That's normal, right? And so what are you doing, you stupid, you know, that kind of thing, right? So as we did that, Dean and I both at the same time, because we were about to get killed by whoever's driving crazy, it was like there was a knitting needle that ran through my skull.
Yep.
Remember that, Dean?
Yep.
And you had the same knitting needle run through your head.
It was such a sharp pain because driving, somebody cut us off, and I was like, that's stupid, and
some, yeah,
you know, choice words. And I was like, oh my God, what is that pain? Because I projected negativity to them.
Yeah. And so when you, after this cord cutting, it was it was impossible to project negativity to another human without the knitting needle routine, right?
Yeah.
So it only takes a very short time of getting the knitting needle where you, until you go, not projecting any negativity, not going to get stabbed in the head by the knitting needle again. Remember, it kept on going. It never stopped. It was like crazy. So, but it was the way that, you know, in grandfather's world, you did not think negative thoughts to project to another person. Because when you think these negative thoughts, and these days, guys, you got to be very careful of it. When you project these negative thoughts to other people, you destroy their God matrices, which is their heaven. So when you go and you destroy somebody's heaven or the way they got it manifested, good luck, because you need it. Because you got some bad luck on your side. In other words, like, you got to be really careful of that. You don't want to be projecting no negativity to people these days, whatever you do. And so I wish you all knitting needles to the skull so that you don't do it. That'll solve it. It did for us. Anyway, so there we go. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Court Clem.
Oh, Court, our buddy. Hey, Court. Hey, buddy. Oh, how are you?
You have to unmute, Court.
I can't hear you. Unmute and do it again.
There we go.
No, good. Can I can hear you. Oh, yes, okay. Buddy. Great. Yeah. And so, yeah. So
ask the question I'm thinking, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just first want to ask, how are you doing? I mean, I'm good. Worried about you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm better. You know, I had a leg wound that would not heal, which is a whole thing. But now I'm almost like a leg wound activist, you know, and so I'm helping a lot of people find their way in that space to get healed and get help. And so, because it's a sad thing that this is even going on. You know, where there's a lot of people who have this exact problem, and you don't heal, it just continues and gets worse and worse and worse, until you become an amputee, and so I'm headed in the other direction. Yeah, so I'm going the other way. I'm healing up every day. I'll get a little better, and so thank you very much. I'm doing good, and so so how are you though? Ask me your question. This is your time.
Well, actually, I'm not asking for myself. I have a relative who has cancer, and a close one, and it's, you know, like cancer, it's pretty bad. And I was hoping you could do a clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, any recommendations or stay the course on treatment, whatever gifts?
I think, you know, unfortunately, I think your relative thinks he's going to die.
Oh.
You know.
Well, he's being positive.
I hear you, but it seems like a doctor has told him something that was negative.
Oh, and oncologist, yeah.
Well, they are, and it's got him all freaked out. And so if you think you will, you will. If you think you won't, you won't. And so he has to change his thinking and actually want to live and believe he can. And then he can go in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. And there we go. I just cleared him off and he looks brighter. I see a big glow around him now. And I saw you go sweating a little bit on your forehead.
Yeah.
Well, I cleared him, not you. And so would you feel all this light? And now I cleared you. There we are. And so I see you getting brighter and brighter. So there we go, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Okay.
Just ask you one last, any recommendation, treatment, or just stay the course?
I think that no matter what I would say would not matter at all. And I think that he will, you know, stay the treatment, stay in the treatment he's doing. And I don't think his doctors are stupid. I think they're smart. But I think that you really want to live.
Got it.
And so if he can want to live and believe it, you know, believe it and want to, then I feel good about it. And so there we are. Okay.
Okay, great. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. Love you back, buddy. Good luck. Glad to see you again. That's good. Who we got? Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Felix coming on here. That's Felix Rivera. Hi, go ahead and unmute Felix.
Hey, Felix, what's happening? Thanks. How have you been? Thanks. I talked to you the other day.
Hey, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Man, like, the last clearing I had, like, well, you clearly noticed that I'm speaking much more than I did last time, right?
Yeah, I do. Did it get better? Did your speech get better?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's getting better.
Good.
And I feel like I can talk about the things that I've just been really wanting to talk about.
Yeah. Because you had a block. You told me I have a block with communication, right?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I remember. And I got rid of the block. And so there we go. That's the reason you can talk. That's good. Good, buddy.
Thanks. So my question is that, like, right now, like, me and my family are dealing with financial difficulties, like, where money is tied, there's always like a lot of arguing and fighting to a point where it's like it's kind of too much. And I can notice that my mother is always like crying, thinking it's like almost like hopeless. And I was wondering if there's like a hope, like a future for me and my family, and hoping maybe like for me, I can help them, like, maybe gain more monies for not just for me, but for them to able to, like, and even able to, like, introduce you and Kevin to them. But I feel like they wouldn't even believe it, even if I want them to. And I would love.
Well, I think, you know, you can, you know, try to teach people how to clear their energies and do all that. I mean, and sometimes they're just not into it. So you can ask God for a sword to clear them. So just say, God, give me a sword, please, to clear my family.
God, give me a sword, please, to clear my family.
Reach a little higher and grab it. Reach and get it. There you go. You got it. Now then, go around the house, and it's bigger than the house. It got really big. There we go. There you are. Sinuses open. Feel light all through your body. Feet got warm. You know, felt a little bit of fear right there. And that was a big demon that left. So you got rid of a big giant demon that was on the house. And now there you are. You're going to feel good. There. You did it. Yeah. You did it. Okay. Keep doing that. Yeah. Just ask God for the spiritual gift to clear everybody. That's all you got to do, buddy.
God,
so that matters. Yeah, go ahead.
God, give me the spiritual gift to clear their bodies.
Okay, there you go. And a big giant orb came down, of gold. It was centered golden, and it just exploded in light. Now see how your sinuses open, your nose opened up. So you can breathe through your nose now. See? Different feeling. You're going to be okay, buddy. That's very generous of you to try to help them. But that's important. You did. There we go.
I love them so much.
Yeah, you're a sweetheart. That's good. And I just cleared all the darkness off your mama. So there we go. I hope she feels better. Okay?
I hope she does.
Yeah, I think she will. All right. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, Felix.
Thank you.
Glad you're talking.
Yeah, you're that's a big, big
yeah.
improvement.
Remember, he was having a very hard time speaking.
Yep.
And so now he's just chatting it up. That's good. That's really good. Who are we talking to, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I got James. James, thank you for being so patient.
Oh, cool. I wanted to talk to him. I'm so glad. There we go. Perfect. Hey, James, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good, Gary.
Thank you.
Way better than a few days ago.
Good.
And way better than a few months ago. Rachel's getting better.
Good.
She's probably coming home in about a week. We're going to go down and pick her up. She's in Beverly Hills too, you know.
Oh, okay.
And we got her out of the snake pit a couple months ago and into a place that actually does therapy. And
imagine that. Yeah, it's not good. And not just trying to keep her high on drugs.
Exactly.
Good. I've been projecting lots of healing to her. She really Thank pops you. You pop in my head all the time. And so I meditate and
sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're totally okay. I can feel you. And so but I'm just projecting a lot of healing, a lot of love to her. And I'm doing it now. I got her turned around straight in her body. She feels like all loving like she used to. Feels like herself now. They had her on some sort of antipsychotic drug, I believe. And so,
yeah, and they still put her on some stuff to help her get to sleep and from being too manic.
They don't have her on whatever that was making her really crazy.
Yeah, so
now I don't feel angry projections towards you, which is beautiful. And so I just feel her missing you and loving you, and so good. Well, I wish the best. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course, buddy. Of course.
Okay, this is my own nuttiness. You know, I have this, like, I wouldn't call it a gift. I have this propensity just to, like, cutting my relations, you know, just like walking away in that codependent, weird way of.
Yep.
I'm wondering, have I, and about once a year, I stop going to a coffee house that I went to for a year, and it's kind of a social nexus. This last time there were people that wanted me to join community groups, real nice people, but I seem to attract kind of a dark judgy energy, you know, based on I'm gonna speak out of turn and say because of my light, because of some kind of jealousy. Maybe I'm being grandiose, I don't know, but what do I do with that? I mean,
I think here's what I think. I think you're okay with it now. It don't feel like it's going to be an issue. If you re-involve yourself, I think you can. And I don't think it'll be negative. It doesn't feel that way to me. I just cleared off some dark energies around it, but I don't think you're going to find it works out.
There
much
were a
easier.
Couple of people I was really having a hard time with. I'd even see them outside and they were like creepy as hell.
Yeah, well, I don't.
They're a
really
non issue now, would you say?
I don't feel it. Yeah, I so just I don't could, feel.
I've just turned it into a non issue with your help and with God's help, I suppose.
I think that's what you did, and I think it also, even with Rachel, I think I see her energy feel back in yours, which is beautiful. So that's good.
Yeah, you know? Thank you so much, Gary. Yeah,
you're welcome.
And she'll be saying hello to you in a couple of weeks, hopefully.
Good, 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 good. Tell her I love her, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, I feel great about it. That's good. Boy, I'm happy about that. Anyway, yeah, sometimes, you know, guys, when people pop in your head, sometimes they just pop in your head, say a prayer. Project love, project light. Know that your healing energy makes a difference. We all have loved ones that are crazy as hell. And so you would project love to these guys that you know, people you love. And sometimes you're the person that's crazy as hell. And so project love to yourself, project light to yourself. And so this is so important these days, to project good thoughts and love. Just do that. Project understanding, project oneness, do that. That will matter these days. And so, and don't get caught up in the political insanities. And no matter what's going on, just try not to let that take you in and take you over. So there we go. I'm just projecting a lot of love and a lot of light to you guys. Check us out tomorrow for our master class. Tomorrow we're doing our master class right here, 2:00 Eastern time. And I look really forward to talking to you guys. I got some really good stuff to talk about that I had planned. And then we're going to talk about a few things that we didn't have planned because of the current state of the world. And so I just appreciate you guys. Thank you. And here we are. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. All you got to do is you can also join us, of course, for the Energy Clearings Monthly Spiritual Masterclass, which is tomorrow. And you just join us, Gary Spivey. .com/enlightenmentclub. And so that's going to help you. Call 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Sign up for the retreat in Ojai, beautiful Ojai, California, coming up in October. And so this will be really fun. And Michelle had so many people requested this. And so we decided, okay, we're going to do a retreat in Ojai. Of course, my family's there, Richard, Dallas, I love them. And so it's always home for me. It's always home for me in Ojai. And so, and all you Kevin people, Kevin lived there. Kevin got me addicted to Ojai. He drugged me out there years and years ago. And I was supposed to be there because he gave me a house. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. And so there we are. Anyway, and so who are we talking to, Michelle? Let's talk to another person.
Okay, thank you, Gary. I got Christy Marie Delvang. Christy. Thank you for being patient, beautiful. Go ahead and
unmute. Hey, girl. Hey. I was looking at you. I was checking you out all night. You got all the spiritual gifts. I was watching you on the monitor. And every spiritual gift that came down, you got them. I saw them go into you. And you were really making the effort to allow the spiritual gifts to come to you. Well, mm-hmm. It worked. I'm just letting you know what I saw. And so you guys, you can actually join us here on Tapping In. And anytime somebody's getting a spiritual gift, you can get the same spiritual gift or more spiritual gifts. Because when we open up these channels of light between here and the higher dimensions, and that's the way it works. I'm tangled up with Zion Heaven, which is the highest heaven. That happened as I went through my dying experiences with COVID. And so we bring in these big divine gifts. When you get these gifts, this will change your life. They can really be life-changing. So, but I saw you getting all the gifts. Anyway, what's your question, honey? What's your question?
First, I wanted to say I have a drink for Maria. If she wants to.
Oh, good.
Hang out with me in Minnesota and have a drink.
I told her to have a drink and you had one. So there we are.
Right. I'm on my second for the night. I have no shame in admitting that. You were talking earlier about the big black holes, and I think I got kind of hung up in those in the last 3 months. And I feel very blessed. I reached out to, you know, my beautiful friends, Will and David, to kind of help me through it. But my biggest question for you, Gary, is, you know, with my business, there's some amazing positive things going on. There's some not so positive things going on. And now that I've gotten kind of out of that negative loop, what do you see in the next 3 to 6 months? 'Cause there's some things that are causing me a lot of anxiety right now.
I think you're going to be fine, but here's what I see. Simply do this. Ask God for a sword to clear your business.
God, please give me a sword to clear my business.
He gave you a diamond sword. Reach and get it. There we are. All right. Now go around, round and around. There we go. There we go. Clear around your business. There we are. Now I see these black holes. You got 1, 2, 3 black holes, and they all filled up with light. And now you feel really good. Look at how you're not anxiety ridden right now.
No, I'm not.
All the anxiety. See, all the anxiety went away. And the reason all the anxiety went away is because all the negativity went away. You cleared all the negativity. Some of those black holes would have been bigger than Jupiter.
Wow.
Much bigger than Earth. They were these black holes were huge, right? And so these black holes can affect you. We live on a little planet called Earth, in the middle of the Milky Way, and it's kind of like that. And so these black holes, and as well as light, can make a difference, and these different orbs that I talk about and these different things, it's very much on a universal level. When I died and went to Zion heaven, through my whole COVID experience, I was able to get a gift of God consciousness. And as I got that gift, I could see all of God's universes. Not only could I see them, he gave me the intellect to understand them. So I had this crazy IQ for a short while, for a few months. And this one of the only gifts I ever asked God to take back, because I didn't like it, because all you guys are stupid. And I was horrible. I realized how dumb, everybody was dumb compared to me, right? And everybody around me didn't like me. They were like, oh my God, talking about intellectual snob, he's terrible. You can't even talk to this idiot. And so I didn't like being that smart, but I was for a while. And finally he said, I got to leave you this way for a minute until you really understand how my universe works and how to clear it. Well, then once I got all the gifts and I could do that, then he dumbed me back down again. And I have to say, I'm very happy to be dumb, and so being gifted is great. Being that smart, not so great. And so because everybody appears stupid to you, and so you become this crazy intellectual snob, And so there we are. But you did really, really good. You cleared these big black holes much bigger than you could ever imagine. And not only did you help you helped a lot of other people on the planet when you did that. And so, wonderful. but see, now you don't have that weird anxiety. So I could feel your anxiety. Now I don't feel it. It's gone.
Nice. So how do you prevent that negativity from recurring? Or,
well, you have to ask God every day for the gifts to clear. And so he may give you a different sword tomorrow. I don't know what he will give you. I have no idea. But you just simply ask for the gifts to clear the negativity.
Okay.
And so you just
say, is there a way to juice that up a little bit to make it
No, you don't need to. Okay. No, you're asking God for a gift. He's gonna give you a perfect one. Okay. And so it's simple. It's like that. Yeah, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Did I mention
it? I'll try not to.
There we go, girl. Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Have another drink. Anyway, talk to you soon.
I will. All right. Bye.
Look, I have a drunk audience. So fun. I got the whole audience is drunk because of me. Anyway, there we go. I want to talk to Pierre. Can I talk to Pierre?
Oh my God, I literally have my arrow, and I said if Gary asks one more time, if Pierre is next.
Oh, that's amazing.
You must be reading my mind, Gary.
Yeah, I could feel his head.
I literally had him on my list. That's so funny. Okay.
Yeah, you're beaming to my skull. So anyway, what's going on? Are we thinking alike, Michelle?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Pierre, how are you, buddy?
I'm terrific.
Good.
Yeah, you've changed my life. The last time I spoke to you, you cleared this black box around my head.
Yeah.
And I attended the virtual retreat. I wasn't able to stay like the whole time, but I got a lot of those spiritual gifts and my healing abilities went through the roof. And I literally had a client and I started doing some of the things you taught me. And she literally messaged me. And anyways, this miracle happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a miracle. It's only a miracle for the first little while. For the first little while, you go, oh my God, it's a miracle, it's a miracle, it's a miracle. And then you'll go, no, it's normal, it's normal, it's normal. And so that's who I see you are. But I think your energy is spectacular. I think you're quite amazing as a being, as a person. And so I think you're only going to do better and better and better. Who's with you? Who's behind you over there? Who's
my girlfriend, Jade.
Yeah, she is great. Oh my God, are you an artist? What do you do? You have creative energy.
Yes,
what is
please.
She?
So,
yeah.
I love to draw, I love to paint.
Oh, you paint.
Well,
she's phenomenal. She's phenomenal. Clear that off of her, Gary.
Yeah, I did. I did. No, I'm just clearing your dark energy. But she's actually a beautiful artist. And so usually, see, when I tap into my friend Freddie's an artist. He's here visiting with me, and he's a famous artist from New Orleans. And so what happens is, artist people come from a high heaven called creation heaven. You see. And so you actually come from creation heaven. You guys are a great team. Oh my God. You know, your vibe together is freaky, you know, freaky good. Yeah. So yeah, just hold hands tight for sure.
We have a 3.5 month old baby as well.
Oh my God. Oh wow. You
see anything with it?
Rockstar. Yeah. Beautiful baby. I see it. Yeah. It's all good. That's so cool. Look at you guys. I love you guys. And so
is Louis nearby?
Yes, he is. Oh, you're friends with Louis?
I miss him so much.
Yeah, there he is. He's right there.
Louis.
Hey.
Oh, you are?
Uncle Louis.
Oh, you're Uncle Louis. Oh, good. Good, good. Oh, you guys are. That's right. Yeah, you're Louis' buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's babysitting Gus. You know, Gus has decided. Gus is in love with Louis.
Gary, you're the most blessed man on the planet for many reasons, and having Louis by your side.
He's great. Oh my God. He fixes everything. He just fixes it. You know, I make a mess of things. I'm really quite a blunder sometimes. Right. And so Louis's like, no, I got it. Don't worry. It's okay. No, it's done. You know, anyway, he's like that. He's like that. He's great.
He's a very, very unique individual, and I'm very happy that he's with you.
Yeah, he's helping. Yeah. He's helping so much.
Yeah. God is blessed both of you. Thank you so much.
You're fun. Well, come and see us, okay?
And so, yeah, we will.
That's perfect. I'm excited to talk to you. You guys are all good. I'm looking to see if there's anything else I can clear. Not really. You're in good shape. You know, ask for abundance. Ask for abundance right now.
Yes. Yes.
Do it. Just say, God, give me abundance, please.
God, give me abundance.
I see piles of diamonds and piles of gold and piles of money. And there you go. Okay? Mm. There it goes. Now your feet are really tingly. You feel how your feet are really tingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Good. Go paint me something. Good luck.
She's phenomenal. Thank you, Gary, for clearing that off of her. I've been trying to convince her to see that gift.
It's amazing. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
It's
there.
Amazing,
I love it. And guys, I didn't know she was an artist. I really didn't. I didn't know. I had forgot that you're buddies. I forgot about that. Anyway, good luck.
I'm so happy you said that. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Good luck.
Oh, I love that. Aren't they such fun. A cute, beautiful couple, Pierre and Jane?
Yeah, you guys got great energy. I love it. It makes me tear up because there's so much love. Can you imagine being the kid of those guys? That's a lucky kid. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a lucky kid. That's good. Anyway, well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in tonight. I enjoyed. I had fun. I had a good time talking to you. I had a good time helping you out. And remember, tomorrow's the masterclass. The masterclass, we sit and we explore our gifts and figure out how to use them. So if you want to know how to use your gifts, how to get your gifts, one thing. But how to use your gifts. And so if you really want to know how to use your gifts, tap in tomorrow to Tapping In's masterclass. And it starts at 2:00 Eastern. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you join. Go to GarySpivey.com/Enlightenment Club. And also check out our coming up retreat in October in Ojai, beautiful Ojai, California, up in the mountains. And so we're going to have fun with that. Call me up for a private reading, 800-827-GARY, 800-827-4279. I love you guys. Big kiss. I'll see you soon.